Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Oh, yes, we are. The scary thing is that artificial intelligence has become both a good as well as a vice. To what extent can this convenience also be a snare? Joining me on the line is going to be Mr. Lionel Mbofu. Lionel, please just introduce yourself briefly. A very good morning to you. And tell us under what credentials we can have this conversation with you.
Good morning, Gerald, and good morning, everyone that's watching us. So my name is Lionel Mbofu. I'm an artificial intelligence engineer. In other words, I'm one of the people that develops artificial intelligence systems in South Africa.
Okay, nice. I was worried about the sound there, Lionel. It was sounding a little bit... But I don't know. As an artificial guy, Kopa Udire something, Kore Iska sounded funny. But anyway, thank you so much. Artificial intelligence designer, scientist, engineer. That's the word, engineer. Then I've also got with me, yo, this guy has so many talents. He's too smart for me, my goodness. Cybersecurity analyst, Mr. Denzel Moyo. Magukanye!
Magukanye.
Yeah, good morning, Denzel. Thank you so much for being in studio. How are you this morning?
I'm like,
Yeah. And I got to know his job description. That is why I was able to say it. Let's start off with definitions. Should we start off with our cybersecurity analyst? What is artificial intelligence? The term, and explain it very nicely so we understand.
Yeah. Okay, so artificial intelligence, this is basically the ability for machines to adapt and learn and reason given the data. So basically, artificial intelligence is the process to almost simulate human intelligence through computers. Basically, that's artificial intelligence.
This is scary.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. It's kind of scary if you don't know a lot about it. It's scary into the future. Right now, it's scary for people who don't know about it. But I'm guessing today we'll delve deep into it and people will get to know what artificial intelligence is.
Yeah.
The good, bad, and the ugly. Yeah.
So, because I'm just a simple person, I'm going to share maybe, I think, three nyana things that, and then you'll confirm and tell me if it's all artificial intelligence. Ne?
Yeah.
The one was, you know, these little dolls. I forgot the name. There's one that was created that affirms girls.
Okay.
So you buy it for a child. It has a name.
Yeah,
obviously, sort of America. I mean, psh.
Sure.
So what they do is you get your child this little doll, and then it talks. There's actually a movie that came out last year.
Yeah,
there was a movie that came out last year showing something similar. I forgot the title of the Megan. It was called something Megan like that. It would talk to the child.
Yeah.
Literally like a human being. Remember Casper when we were kids?
Yeah, the ghost.
I know it don't believe in ghosts. But it was something like, but it's this doll becomes your friend. And I didn't watch the movie, but the trailer showed how the dog would also show all sorts of crazy emotions and become very controlling.
Yeah.
And so like if it's jealous, it doesn't want you to be friends with this person, it makes your life a misery. That's the one. Okay, fine. But it's also very cute. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're such a good person. I'm gonna be your friend. It affirms the kids.
Sure.
Number two, the restaurants overseas with waiters and waitresses that are now robotic. So if you have not seen that, a lot of the systems from different overseas countries, whether you're going to the West or the East, have these interesting robots that become your waiters. And it will literally drive and serve you your food, your drinks. If you are in the way, it could literally say, can you please move out of my way? And then if you're frustrated enough, it literally will respond and say to you, I need to do my job. Get out of the way.
Yo.
These are robots that talk. Yeah. Okay. Number three, the cars. So I saw a video where this lady was sharing her experience driving, and the car was doing its thing,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
She was going to like some museum and the car stopped short of the museum.
Yeah.
It was not really directly where it's supposed to stop.
Yeah.
And then the place was like on the other side and she now needed to walk because now the car stops.
Yeah, yeah.
And she has to find out, hey, we are in the wrong place.
Yeah.
It needs to move and it's not.
Okay.
So for me, those are like three things that I thought about with regards to artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't know to what extent I'm accurate on all of them. I'll start off with you, Denzel. I think Mr. Msongi is still trying to... join us properly there.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So there is. Let me just give an example of the one you just gave of the car. Now that is in artificial intelligence terms, Mr. Msongi, given that is an AI engineer, would know this better. That is a definition of what you call weak AI. Now this form, this is where we are right now, which is weak AI. Now weak AI is for a task which. The artificial intelligence is specifically created for one specific task.
Okay.
Like for driving.
Okay.
If you tell that AI to solve a maths problem, Tesla, it won't be able to do that because it was built and programmed for that. Now, how it works is that it is generated by different prompts, right? Mm. And that's where other roles in AI, such as prompt engineers, now come to be. Basically, it's given data saying that, okay, probably this is a red robot, then that means it has to stop. This is an inter-exchange four-way stop. You must wait for the next car and things like that. Cool. Now, the crazy thing is that with artificial intelligence, there are so many things, millions of different possibilities that can happen on the road. So now, hence now, artificial intelligence is so beautiful because now it does this thing using... in its depth called deep learning, or in greater depth saying generative AI. Basically, what it does is that when you go into a situation, it will now have to learn on its own. Basically, it's data learning. So it has to learn that, okay, this is wrong. I must do something else. So basically, what artificial intelligence does, it almost thinks like a human being. We're using a term called neural networks because our brains, we've got neural networks, you know, in the sense that, okay, we experience this. You touch a hot plate just as a child. When a child touches a hot plate, ooh, they'll feel that, okay, no, this is painful. They're not going to do that again. So it's through that experiential activities that basically this is how artificial intelligence works.
Sure.
But we're not at the great height of it being able to think as smart as a human being. It's just weak for now because it has its own limitations and things like that. Yeah, but yeah, basically,
interesting.
That's an example I could give.
Yeah, there. Thank you so much for that, Denzel. Lionel, do I have you back, or are we struggling to connect here? All right, I think we're struggling to connect with Lionel. What we can do is just connect with him on a different platform. That's not a problem at all, so that we can still have his views. I think it'll be important for us to do that. So we'll connect with him on a different platform. But you're invited to the conversation as well. We still have about 29 minutes together. So +27 7347 03 520. Let's talk about this. Now, weak AI is where you went to. And I'm thinking, you know, there's this guy. He's a scientist. His name is Yuval Harari.
Okay, yeah.
I know he's not the only one. But he's one of the people who speaks very proudly about the work of science generally.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we can eventually get to a point where we've got strong AI, which... Your sounds a little bit scary in the sense that, you see, computers already doing a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we're going to get to a point where a computer which is man-made is like a walking person of sorts, and that person, robot, I don't know if it's going to be robots. I'm assuming it's going to be in different forms.
Yeah.
Can do everything that you can do, but that's not a real person. And I think Yuval Harari, the scary part is when he actually mentions that, well, then we could even get to a point where, obviously, he is an evolutionist. We become God, is how he would then explain it.
Yeah.
Thoughts about the fact that we are in weak AI and potentially we will get to strong AI?
Mm. So the matter of the fact is right now we are in crossroads between weak AI and basically a term that they call singularity.
Mm-hmm.
The AI currently, there are some things that AI can do better than human beings. That's a fact.
That's scary, yeah.
Then there are some things that AI can't do better than people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we are seeing now is that we've got a lot of people who are now scared of this thing called artificial intelligence. And what is to be in the future? The fact is that AI and its capability is growing exponentially.
Mm.
Now, when AI first came out, this AI is not a term which is coined recently.
Yeah.
You know, but its development, you know, what made it quite famous is people like OpenAI, ChatGPT, and things like that. Right.
Okay.
But AI is growing exponentially. And the fact is that at some point, AI will be able to use or do someone else's job better than they do. And what we see here is that we are seeing a place where now people think as if AIs are going to replace human beings.
Mm.
But now that's going to be impossible because so many people want to fight for their lives, fight for their jobs, so they won't do that. So what they're going to do rather is going to put it a combination between artificial intelligence and human genetics, or basically human understanding.
It's a hybrid system, kind of.
That's kind of like a hybrid system. Yeah, well, right now, the hybrid system is very... okay, I will tell AI to do this. It will help me do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's kind of hybrid. But what they are pushing into, Elon Musk has said this, CEOs of Amazon. We've got people who I recently read about, you just sent me, but he's also a big guy, Kurzweil, who believe that we can combine human, basically cyborgs, a cyborg. It's a human machine. So you are human and you're machine at the same time.
What do they take from
time?
A human being that make to combine with the machine?
So what? Okay. So what they want to go into? This is something which is not done yet.
Done.
Yeah, it's not yet done. So what they want to go into is to a place where you are able to have the creativity of a human being. This is something that AI, no matter how good they are, will fail to have. You know, those are things that AI has that. That humans have that AI doesn't have. So basically, they are hoping to mix biology or genetics, basically something like a chip, you know, and have it merged with the human brain. This is something in the future. This is
that's
something
being a God creating.
For the future, you know. And what they are hoping to do is that to be for us to be superhumans or to be super excessively great and all of those things. So that's what they are pushing towards. It's not the current situation right now, but into the future, most definitely, this is something that AI is going into.
Okay. Artificial intelligence is the conversation that we are having this morning, speaking with a cybersecurity analyst, Denzel Moyo, and we are also now going to be joined on the line by our AI engineer, Mr. Lionel Mbofu. Is this better, Lionel? Good morning. I'm hoping he will be able to hear us and join. Okay, wait. Just a moment, we will try and bring it back. Oh my goodness. Matata amanti kudukudu, guys. I really want to connect with both of you guys. So you've mentioned things that I think both are positive.
Mm.
Positive, I would say. It's exciting, scary,
yeah,
but exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
And it for me, it opens up this other thing. So, what would we say clearly are the pros of AI versus the cons of AI? you know, how sometimes Christians would reject certain things because it's just like, it's surely not going to be a good thing we sometimes demonize technology and everything that comes with science.
Yeah.
So do we have the good and the bad, and is it clear?
Yeah. So, of course, whenever there's a new thing, there's always some form of, you know, rejection a little bit, just like when social media came out. Social media used to be the devil's playground up until COVID came and everyone started using Facebook. But with artificial intelligence, I can give some good real-world examples where artificial intelligence is really doing some massive things. Now, the pros of AI is that it gives you the ability to focus on things that you really want to do. Now, I'm going to speak on my job.
Yeah.
Now, I use artificial intelligence to help me give context to... so basically, I'm a cybersecurity analyst. Basically, what I do is I'm a bodyguard for companies stopping hackers hacking into people's, not necessarily stopping them, but reporting on them, right? Mm-hmm. So what AI does, it helps me give context towards a lot of these hacks and helps me arrive towards conclusions quite quickly, because the speed or the intelligence that AI has, it's able to contextualize things given that you feed it data. So it's able to make your job so much more easier. So there are many products out there which are using artificial intelligence, which make people's jobs easier. So the point number one is that efficiency of whatever task that you do, it grows exponentially. Mm. So then now I've got more time to do other stuff because now I've really... decreased the amount of time that I use working at the time.
Yeah.
So that's one big thing. Artificial intelligence, I've also seen it being used in places like medicine. I've seen it being used in places like learning and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Because AI, especially people like ChatGPT, because the data that they have, the data which it has data which it pulls from the internet and whatnot. So it has a large, vast amount of data that it can pull from. So it can correlate and create things like teaching platforms or course materials and stuff like which makes jobs for teachers a lot more easier. So if there's a teacher out there and they're afraid of AI, what I'd rather say is, this is my personal advice to anybody, to say if you want to really see the goodness of AI, go to AI. Literally, this is practical. Mm-hmm. Go to AI and say, I am a dash. How can AI help me in my job? It sounds very crazy because you're basically asking AI this thing that you're afraid of, but it will give you practical examples because of the fact that it's generative AI, it will help you. Literally. So whatever job you do, say, hi, I am, how can AI, how can you as ChatGPT, Copilot, whatever.
Meta.
Basically, Meta AI, can you help me in my workspace?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. Sure, I am really learning so much this morning. Let's see if we can get Brother Denzel, not Brother Denzel, but Lionel. Lionel, I think you can hear us. We'd like to hear you as well. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yay! You must see my joy. Finally, we are good, man. Engineer, I'm sure there's a lot that you would like to contribute, considering everything that we have spoken so far. So Lionel Mpofu is an artificial intelligence engineer. Basically, he is the guy behind AI. He makes this thing happen. We've heard a lot of good things about AI, Lionel. As you contribute, maybe you can tell us about some of the scarier things as well, or maybe I mustn't say scary, but things that we need to be wary of, if any, with regards to AI. But my understanding is, hey, nothing is perfect. So where there's good, there's also bad. Angazi. Yeah, no, this sounds like yin yang kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lionel?
No, definitely. I think to give context, some of the things that Denzel's also touched on, I'll start with an understanding of what AI is, right? And this will help me to answer your question on perhaps some of the negatives that come with AI, right? So when we're talking about artificial intelligence, we're talking about developing computer systems and software that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, right? and you're talking about things from problem solving, understanding language and making decisions, right? So we basically use data and algorithms to sort of simulate the processes that human beings usually do to make decisions. And we improve these processes such that over time, they can make these decisions or make these predictions without any human intervention. So that's generally a good thing. But in the same way, it can easily get into negatives because if we are now removing the human element in the loop, there are certain things which machines do not have. For instance, machines do not have empathy, right? And empathy is a critical part in, you know, making certain decisions. So there's certain decisions that you make. Let me give you an example with job placement or job displacements, right? There's certain things which you wouldn't understand from data that you would be given about a person without, you know, talking to the person. So if an AI is what would be used to decide who is supposed to be retrenched, sometimes the AI may get it wrong. Because let's say, for instance, someone's job productivity over the last 6 months dropped, but the reason was actually because they were going through something at home. So in that particular situation, an AI wouldn't have the empathy because there's no human element there to sort of take in some of the human attributes. It's just using basically data. So there is negative implications in removing the human element in making some of these decisions. AI systems are also built by human beings, and human beings have bias. You've got racism, you've got apartheid, you've got socialism, you've got capitalism and all of these things, and you've got people that believe these things, and those are people like me that are developing these systems, which means that AI systems inherently may have biases in them. And if data that is used to develop systems is biased, it means the AI is biased. And if we're just using AI without any human intervention, we can reinforce some of the stereotypes and perpetuate, you know, some of the discrimination and marginalization that exists in society.
Yeah. Sure, that's a really good point. You've
also to think about privacy, right? Mm. Think about Facebook, think about Meta AI, WhatsApp, Instagram, YouTube, right? All these big platforms, they are making our lives easier. Right now, if you Google something or if you're talking about something, you're going to find that there's adverts and stuff that is related to what you want that are popping up because we are using recommendation engines, right? Mm-hmm. We are mining a lot of your data, a lot of your preferences. We are monitoring when you are in the web. What are you looking at? What are you clicking at? How much time are you spending? Mm-hmm. If you're looking at the shows that you're watching and all of those things, and we're collecting that data and building recommendation systems that tailor and curate content that suits all your preferences. Mm-hmm. But that's a problem because privacy, right? How much of your data are we using and are we trading among ourselves in order for us to be able to curate this content to you? And that's why you find that the Protection of Personal Information Act speaks about you have the right to know what your data is being used for. But a lot of the data that we are using, it's very intrusive and people do not have consent. They do not understand how their data is being used. So you're talking about privacy. We're talking about the weaponization of, because if we have all this data, it means that the news that we can feed people is different based on what you want. And in the internet right now, there is everything for everyone. If you are a pedophile, there is a community that we can recommend to you of people that feel the same way. Mm-hmm. If you're a terrorist, if you are right-winged, if you're left-winged and all of those things. So these are some of the problems that can come with removing the human being in some of the predictions and decisions that we make.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for that extensive consideration of the human element, empathy and emotions. 13 minutes to go before we reach the top of the hour. We are speaking artificial intelligence this morning. What's your take on it? I wonder if there are people who have bad experiences already that they are able to share about AI. Or maybe you've only got good things, so you are scared of it and you are like, ooh, Naki Sharp, I don't even want to use it. Chip, oh, mark up that beast. Or whatever it is that comes to your mind. Our WhatsApp line, VN, or send a comment via text +27734703520. I want to go to what Lionel was talking about, Denzel, you know, the human element over there and how some of these things will be biased. And you thought, it's like mathematics. I thought that it's objective. You know, you're putting algorithms together. Mm. Why should there then be bias? But then again, if you're engineering and adding DNAs or whatever it is, then it makes sense where the bias could come from. Mm. And I actually saw a clip where I think exactly what Denzel, what Lionel was talking about, where they tried to get an AI thingy-majiggy to decide on a verdict of a legal judgment. And the AI saw that the person who deserved to be imprisoned was a black man. And it turns out, I don't remember the full case now because I didn't actually go and check that out. But where you've got all these different races and genders and all that stuff, but the assumption within, obviously, you're the criminal. How it can't be me. It can't be me. So AI then chose that over and above the person who actually was supposed to be convicted of the crime. Again, those prejudices and stereotypes, those biases, and he is now discriminated against. I want to go to a very touchy subject. Please allow me to go there. Both of you weigh in on this one. Lionel is going to have a lot to say because Lionel is very big on spirit of prophecy as well, which is basically, you know, one of the things that we believe where we take our health very, very seriously. One of the things that we take very seriously. And there's this nurse. She identified very closely as Adventist. And she talks about her testimony on YouTube. She comes from Australia originally. And she's traveled. She's now in a different part of the world. And her name is Barbara O'Neill. Now, this is someone who I think is a very good example of how AI has completely made an example of her. So, goodness, I didn't prepare the video. I don't know if I should. They basically took her words out of her mouth. No. They twisted her words. So she's a vegan who does not, she tends to advocate for home remedies and things like that. So in this video clip, it shows that they speak about her now saying how to break a fast. And in that conversation, in that lecture that she gives, she then says, you need to use high protein foods like bacon and eggs, something she would never ever say, because I did say that. She's vegan, not just vegan. She's a pure Adventist woman who takes like the health message very seriously. Bacon is pork. We don't eat pork. Eggs, you know, it's a fat, an animal product. Vegans don't eat that. Okay, that's number one. And then you'll find her pictures being changed, where it's an AI generated picture and even video. Okay, making her look much younger than she really is. The other thing, her title changes. She says that she was a nurse. You'll see in some of these videos where now they refer to her as doctor. And she's not a medical doctor. What legit fears could we have about AI? Sometimes I think, yo, one day you guys will see me doing snacks things and you'll say, that's Millicent. And I'm like, it's not me, guys. It's not me. I promise. Yeah. Let me start off with Denzel and then Lionel. I'd like you to also weigh in on that point.
Yeah, so I was speaking recently at a conference at Birchwood Hotel for young women in science. And the question that popped up was that how can we protect ourselves from things like deepfake? Now, to explain what deepfake is, it's exactly what you are explaining. They are able to generate human expressions and basically are able to generate you. I can do this. I can create a video of you saying, guys, the best, the the Bible told us, because we've got the power, whatever we do on heaven, whatever we do on earth, we can do it in heaven. We can change the Sabbath. The Sabbath is now Sunday. And it will have your face and your lips will move.
And my voice.
And your voice. That's what AI does. It's called deepfake. It's got that ability to do that. So now the question I was asked is that, then how do we protect ourselves from it? Now, the crazy thing is that the one thing we cannot remove from AI is a good tool. But now we've got bad people. Now, bad people can use a good tool, and then all of a sudden, the good tool is for bad.
Tarnish your name.
It's gone.
Defamation, you know, propaganda.
All of that, yeah. You know. And these are things that people do currently. There's a friend of a friend of mine, who uses AI to develop. Basically, he's got a YouTube channel, and his whole YouTube channel, he does not a single thing. All he does is AI generated content,
right.
And is making 10,000 rand every month just from that, right? But same people who use different platforms, who use AI generated, they will say, create a video of Cyril Ramaphosa talking about how he loves going to the Roman Catholic Church and how he grew from that. And the problem with social media, right? Social media is now above news.
It will eat it up.
Everyone will eat it up. They'll say, oh, so Ramaphosa, what? And then that thing will spread like wildfire. Everybody has it. And the issue here is not the issue of, okay, what message or what did Barbara O'Neill say and not say. The issue here is that there are people with intentions towards a message that they want to push out there. And the problem, I'm not going to go into this. There's no time. Ulaino will speak on this because this is something going into a new world order. People, it's very political. It's very political. You can go into people. This is something that people, some of the people in part of the Jesuit, right? Who speak towards it going, they want to deframe or change what the actual truth is. And now with AI and its ability to do this and people gobbling up social media as it is, it becomes very easy. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, Lionel, please don't take too long. We've got 5 minutes left and I'm sure people also want to weigh in on the conversation. I still have one more question that I want you to both tackle. So Lionel, 30 seconds, can you respond? Mara, ladies, I just want to say, you no longer have to send news of yourself. You see Wuti now, you'll just find pictures of yourself naked around. So it is what it is. Lionel?
I mean, I think Denzel covered basically everything.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Let's wrap it up here, and you can then answer to what you wanted to say also in this one. We live in a world that is completely going into disarray. And Denzel touched on it. We believe in the second coming of Jesus. Jesus is coming again. The world is going to come to an end. That's what we believe from the Holy Bible. That's what we believe. And that's what we teach. That is our hope. So considering the fact that a lot of funny deceptions are going to arise, there will be persecution of the saints as well. The role that AI could potentially play in that, we've already touched on how it already is, really. Is there a way to know how to identify truth from falsehood where AI is concerned, Lionel?
So that's what I wanted to speak to say, look, it's not all gloomy as sometimes we may feel like it is. There's a lot of things that can be done and that are currently being done in the field. One of the things that we are developing are AI detection tools, because we know how the AI develops this. For instance, if you're talking about deepfakes, we know how AI develops the deepfakes. So we can also develop AI detection tools to sort of detect where AI was used in videos.
Okay.
Another thing that is very big that I'm a proponent of is that we need to have human legislation and regulation. Human beings, look, that are developing these things. So you need to have oversight. And the oversight needs to come from people that are not developing the AI. Because if you talk to me, right, I'm an AI proponent because I'm trying to think what this technology can do. So I may not always be the best person to think about, you know, the social implication, the legal implications, and all of this.
Yeah.
We need people to get involved. We need the public to be aware of AI. We need the public to be able to be aware of some of the problems. For instance, deepfakes. so that we can have some skepticism every time that we are fed content, right? And we also need to teach developers, you know, to have ethics, because people like me that are developing the technology need to have, you know, ethical standards that we are held to, so that we can put safeguards. That can safeguard the development. I think the other thing probably that we need to push for is watermarking and content verification. So platforms, for instance, Adventist World Radio needs to have a digital watermark, something that can show if a video was generated by, you know, Adventist World Radio as opposed to everything. And we do have technologies in place, like blockchain technologies that can help us to make sure that stuff that's generated is legit.
Very good point. Thank you so much, Lionel. I think that's really helpful. You're going to have the last say, Denzel, your thoughts on that very issue as well. And as you speak, I'm thinking, oh, that's why it's very important for us. You know, if the genders don't necessarily think 100% the same, if there are more women in science, that will also help then with some of these, you know, things that you might not think about, your lady is able to think about. Yeah. So we need to have more women also in science. I'm just thinking when you spoke about ethics and some of the things that we might not see, that the public might see, that you take for granted, because for you, you're already in the space. Can I give you 30 seconds to wrap it up? Okay, let's go.
Okay, so speaking on what Lionel said, the AI is only as good as what you feed it. It's data. So if you feed it that man should be doing more work and stuff like that, basically that's what it will, that's what you put out. And then also speaking on the matter of getting the difference between truth and falsehood, he's right. There are things in place right now. There are things such as jobs such as data trainers, where human beings actually go in there, actual human beings, to train the AI so that it's able to give ethical things, ethical responses and stuff like that. However, what I'm going to give as the last note to everybody out there, to say that AI is a good tool. Just be aware as well. Be educated yourself to see the depths of what AI can do. Okay. Don't go around taking every single thing that you have out there. And for companies and organizations who do put out posts or articles and whatnot, please look into giving signatures or digital watermarks, as Lionel is saying, to basically stamp your content out there so that people who...
Protect yourself.
Yeah, to protect yourself from the bad actors out there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Denzel Moyo, scientist, cybersecurity analyst, as well as Lionel Mbofu, AI engineer. Really appreciate having you both on the show this morning. Thank you, gentlemen.
Cool.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.